Тест 8.
School years.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных A, B, C и D. Определите, где происходит каждый из этих диалогов. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
Yes. Come in.
Excuse me, are you Mr. Barlow, Dr. Stone's assistant?
Hi, yes. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm Sarah McAndrew, and I'm signed up for Roman history. I just wanted to get clear on the system of marks. I'm still not sure how it works.
Hi, Sarah. It's pretty simple, really. After each lecture, we prepare a short quiz. It only takes about 10 minutes, and it's pretty simple. There are 15 lectures, so that's 15 quizzes.
And they're part of our final mark, right?
Right. You get a mark for each of them.
Dialogue B.
Hi. Can I come in? Oh, hi, sure. You must be Eric. Yes. And you're Dan, Turner? Yep. So we're roomies this summer, eh? Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Well, I guess the first thing is, which bed do you want?
Ha! Oh, I don't mind, really. The top's fine. You can have the lower one.
Okay, thanks. I'll take it. I'm a bit afraid of falling off.
Dialogue C. Can I help you? Are you looking for something in particular?
Yes, well, first I'm looking for the foreign language section.
Oh, it's right down here. Here we are. Foreign languages. What course are you taking?
French.
Do you need the intermediate French textbook?
No, I have that. What I'm looking for is a novel we're supposed to read, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's Le Petit Prince, The Little Prince.
Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. No. Oh, here it is, under Saint-Exupéry. Here you are.
£7.30. The price is right. I'll have it.
Dialogue D.
This isn't working.
What isn't?
This reaction. I'm supposed to get hydrogen gas, but I don't seem to be getting anything except air.
How are you supposed to tell?
Well, hydrogen gas should explode, but nothing happens, see?
Very unimpressive. How do you do this experiment again? You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
Yes. Come in.
Excuse me, are you Mr. Barlow, Dr. Stone's assistant?
Hi, yes. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm Sarah McAndrew, and I'm signed up for Roman history. I just wanted to get clear on the system of marks. I'm still not sure how it works.
Hi, Sarah. It's pretty simple, really. After each lecture, we prepare a short quiz. It only takes about 10 minutes, and it's pretty simple. There are 15 lectures, so that's 15 quizzes.
And they're part of our final mark, right?
Right. You get a mark for each of them.
Dialogue B.
Hi. Can I come in? Oh, hi, sure. You must be Eric. Yes. And you're Dan, Turner? Yep. So we're roomies this summer, eh? Nice to meet you. Good to meet you, too. Well, I guess the first thing is, which bed do you want? Ha! Oh, I don't mind, really. The top's fine. You can have the lower one. Okay, thanks. I'll take it. I'm a bit afraid of falling off.
Dialogue C. Can I help you? Are you looking for something in particular?
Yes, well, first I'm looking for the foreign language section.
Oh, it's right down here. Here we are. Foreign languages. What course are you taking?
French.
Do you need the intermediate French textbook?
No, I have that. What I'm looking for is a novel we're supposed to read, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's Le Petit Prince, The Little Prince.
Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. No. Oh, here it is, under Saint-Exupéry. Here you are.
£7.30. The price is right. I'll have it.
Dialogue D.
This isn't working.
What isn't?
This reaction. I'm supposed to get hydrogen gas, but I don't seem to be getting anything except air.
How are you supposed to tell?
Well, hydrogen gas should explode, but nothing happens, see?
Very unimpressive. How do you do this experiment again? This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A и и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I've been teaching economics for 20 years, and needless to say, I've seen a lot of changes in that time. I've attended a number of training courses to make sure I'm up to date with new methods of teaching economics. It's useful to hear about different ways to teach successfully. I believe that's important.
Speaker B. I teach fine arts, and I think most of my students find it an interesting subject. My students do a lot of project-based work, and by doing this, they get more involved in the topics. We also have a lot of trips to museums and other places of interest, which motivates students enormously. I am convinced that experiential learning helps bring knowledge to life. Speaker C.
It's not so easy with science teaching to know if you're doing it right. The students here are so smart, and they do deserve every chance I can give them. I try hard to find new ways of explaining the subject, and I carry out experiments to illustrate them, though I don't know if they really work. As a result, I get very nervous in front of the class, and I think it shows.
Speaker D. I went to Birmingham University and was trained to be a teacher to get the best possible background for a successful teaching career. I regularly take professional magazines and even write articles for them. I like to give young teachers some ideas to help them and to pass on my experience to my department. Of course, I don't want to dictate to my colleagues, but I always appreciated the helping hand I was given as a new teacher. Speaker E.
Many of the activities I use in class are intended to develop the children's thinking skills. I have included a challenge wherever possible to extend the gifted children in my group. I am passionate about education. I strive to read books, magazines, and blogs about gifted children. I am especially fond of the curiosity my students demonstrate about the world around them. I adore that gust for learning and inquiry at home and in the classroom.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
I've been teaching economics for 20 years, and needless to say, I've seen a lot of changes in that time. I've attended a number of training courses to make sure I'm up to date with new methods of teaching economics. It's useful to hear about different ways to teach successfully. I believe that's important.
Speaker B. I teach fine arts, and I think most of my students find it an interesting subject. My students do a lot of project-based work, and by doing this, they get more involved in the topics. We also have a lot of trips to museums and other places of interest, which motivate students enormously. I am convinced that experiential learning helps bring knowledge to life. Speaker C.
It's not so easy with science teaching to know if you're doing it right. The students here are so smart, and they do deserve every chance I can give them. I try hard to find new ways of explaining the subject, and I carry out experiments to illustrate them, though I don't know if they really work. As a result, I get very nervous in front of the class, and I think it shows.
Speaker D. I went to Birmingham University and was trained to be a teacher to get the best possible background for a successful teaching career. I regularly take professional magazines and even write articles for them. I like to give young teachers some ideas to help them and to pass on my experience to my department. Of course, I don't want to dictate to my colleagues, but I always appreciated the helping hand I was given as a new teacher. Speaker E.
Many of the activities I use in class are intended to develop the children's thinking skills. I have included a challenge wherever possible to extend the gifted children in my group. I am passionate about education. I strive to read books, magazines, and blogs about gifted children. I am especially fond of the curiosity my students demonstrate about the world around them. I adore that gust for learning and inquiry at home and in the classroom.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3.8 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, David. Glad to have you here today.
Great to see you too, Miranda.
Today, I would like us to discuss opportunities for A-level students. The race is on for them to grab university places before the fee cap is lifted. Actually, this year's nervous and bookish school leavers are already getting ready for the exams.
Right. But let me say that I took a gap year. It was the last stage of my teenage quest not to be a boring person, or at least to deceive the world into thinking I wasn't. I was 18 then, and it was 16 years ago.
How wise of you. What did a gap year actually mean for you?
Well, a gap year was like a certification of interestingness, of broadening horizons. It showed that you were embracing life's challenges. It also delayed the terrors of university for a whole year, the first few months of which, as a reward for the stresses of A-levels, would undoubtedly be spent watching television.
I see. And how did your friends consider the opportunity of taking a year off?
My gap year taking friends, particularly as described by their parents to mine, seemed desperate to get out there, see stuff, help people.
Deciding what to do is often a good starting point. It adds more purpose to the gap year. How did you plan it?
I toured Europe's most beautiful cities. I coped with youth hostels and hand washing. I slept on trains. I went round art galleries and museums. There was not a moment when I didn't want to go home.
That must have been nerve-wracking. Still, how do you feel looking back at your gap year?
All in all, my year off was so stressful that being back home felt relaxing, and I suppose I approached university with more confidence as a result.
A good point. Would you encourage modern students to think about taking a year off?
Times have changed. The country can't afford all that non-vocational time-wasting. In an educational environment where students must borrow heavily to join an overpopulated graduate workforce, the less they know of the unreal world across the glittering sea, the less cheated they'll feel.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the text again. Hi, David. Glad to have you here today.
Great to see you too, Miranda.
Today, I would like us to discuss opportunities for A-level students. The race is on for them to grab university places before the fee cap is lifted. Actually, this year's nervous and bookish school leavers are already getting ready for the exams.
Right. But let me say that I took a gap year. It was the last stage of my teenage quest not to be a boring person, or at least to deceive the world into thinking I wasn't. I was 18 then, and it was 16 years ago.
How wise of you. What did a gap year actually mean for you?
Well, a gap year was like a certification of interestingness, of broadening horizons. It showed that you were embracing life's challenges. It also delayed the terrors of university for a whole year, the first few months of which, as a reward for the stresses of A-levels, would undoubtedly be spent watching television.
I see. And how did your friends consider the opportunity of taking a year off?
My gap year taking friends, particularly as described by their parents to mine, seemed desperate to get out there, see stuff, help people.
Deciding what to do is often a good starting point. It adds more purpose to the gap year. How did you plan it?
I toured Europe's most beautiful cities. I coped with youth hostels and hand washing. I slept on trains. I went round art galleries and museums. There was not a moment when I didn't want to go home.
That must have been nerve-wracking. Still, how do you feel looking back at your gap year?
All in all, my year off was so stressful that being back home felt relaxing, and I suppose I approached university with more confidence as a result.
A good point. Would you encourage modern students to think about taking a year off?
Times have changed. The country can't afford all that non-vocational time-wasting. In an educational environment where students must borrow heavily to join an overpopulated graduate workforce, the less they know of the unreal world across the glittering sea, the less cheated they'll feel.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.